אהלן יניב, יופי.
היי ליאור.
היי.
שלום שלום. שלום לכולם, שלום יניב, שלום לכולם, ברוכים
הבאים. שלום לכולם.
טובים, ערב טוב, בוקר טוב.
Good afternoon, good morning. However you look at it, we will be happy to have you with us in this midday lesson. Rav keeps on putting importance on us connecting and on nothing more. And we will focus on that. These are very special times. We have to say it again and again that it's really felt how we're on a new degree and in a new world. Yes, Yaniv, how about you say a few things too?
Yeah, we are in a very special time. What's more appropriate at such a time when everyone's united around a common plight is to read the article, the Avot, again and discuss it and to see how we can clothe it in our spiritual life and what new meaning it takes at this time. So what we're going to do is we're going to start reading the article, right, Leo? We're going to read the article, the Avot. We're going to read two excerpts from it and then talk about it in workshops.
Here's another technical request before we start. Whoever is one or two in a galaxy room, we can see some of you from Spain, we would like you to join into a room so that you'll be together, so you'll be at least four or five friends in a galaxy room. And you can even see the friends inviting you so that we can do workshops together. Most of the lesson will be workshops. So come on, let's be together in workshop rooms, at least five. All right, Yaniv, let's start.
Great, okay. You're reading in the article, the Avot. This is to speak of the Avot, mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, commandment, of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself. This means that each and every one in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person. Since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him, as explained in the article Matan Torah, item 16. For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel.
Wonderful, thank you, Yaniv. Before we start, what we've done is we've divided the article into excerpts, and we'll read excerpt by excerpt, and we will go more in depth into this very relevant article for our time, for our own future, and for dissemination. We will read them twice. They're relatively short excerpts. And after each excerpt, we will ask a question for the workshop. After the workshop, we will like to hear from you as a whole. And we would like to ask the Chadera group to join together with Tel Aviv and Petah Tikva 13 to also join with Petah Tikva 22. And we also have some...
I also see some people sitting alone, so it won't be possible to do workshops, so join people with the same language.
All right, let's start. Again, we are starting by reading one excerpt at a time, and after each excerpt, we will ask a question for a workshop. The first excerpt is, this is to speak of the Arvut, mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, the mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another. And the question we would like to ask for you to share in the workshop is, how do we feel the Arvut in this very special time? Really try and connect to this inner feeling that is so essential at this time. This feeling of Arvut. How do we feel the Arvut between us and between the world in this very special time? Let's have a round. Let's decide, first of all, our focus group. We would like to ask the Petah Tikva 29. Petah Tikva 29, can you hear? Make a sign with your hand that you can hear us. Okay, you are the focus group. Good luck. How do we feel the Arvut between us and between the world in this special time?
I think we still don't feel the Arvut. We lost the sound. In relation to each other's needs, it's really missing. If it's really missing, we should know. Right now, we don't know anything. Beyond the fact that in our hearts, we have the same goal. But in my view, we have to create better organizations, whether it's between tens or individuals, so we would really know how to be guarantors for each other in corporeality and spirituality. And we have to work to do this. Our society has to start working in mutual guarantee.
Specifically now, in this time, it's really felt that everyone depends on each other. It's even enemies don't feel as enemies because they depend on each other. It's what we need to pass on so we can develop this and we can develop it consciously, that we depend on each other, that we all depend on one another.
Yes, on one hand, we have to see what a sublime goal we have. It turns out that we have to be in Avut every moment, and every moment in a demand of the Creator to keep our Avut. So it is a true Avut within the heart. So He keeps our hearts together in Avut. And also, on every and all the other levels, we can be guarantors for each other externally and internally. When we read, when we call all the whole 10 to Zoom, when we awaken friends, so that when we wake them up, so everyone are in the lesson and on Galaxy, and everyone feels importance.
At this time, one thing is clear. We can't survive without the friends. We can't find anything without connecting to the friends, without having that connection to the source of life. We need to have the lessons. We have our meetings during the day. We have lessons in the afternoon. And it's also, we have to turn to the upper force that will be found between us, in the connection between us. Whether or not we want it, I at least feel that we have no other choice, that we have to get to our root.
Yes, I agree. The feeling during the day is that a person is really dead unless he joins certainly the morning lesson, but also during the day. The Creator isn't letting us play with our toys anymore. He shut down everything and left only the path to Him through the 10 open. Other than that, nothing.
We depend on one another in spirituality. We have this mutual avut in a group between friends.
Hello, friends. I'm from the Kharkov group, from the Ukraine. I joined your groups. So please forgive me. I speak a little bit of Hebrew, which is why I wanted to be together with you. So I agree with you that without friends, there is no avud between us. Without dissemination, there is no avud between us. What can we give to each other nowadays? Only what Rabash wrote, we can give each other only a good feeling, high spirits, and we do, I think, all this, I think we do it through dissemination. That's it.
Thank you very much. We would like to continue to the next part. But first, if anyone would like to share with us and some conclusions, this united conclusion that you got to together in the workshop, if anyone would like to, please place a question mark and we would like to hear from you, and you'll share with all of us in what was said in your workshop. Let's do it this way, that you prepare yourselves for the next question. But right now I see Baltia, so let's hear from Baltia. Baltia 1.
So we wanted to say that our avud in this special time is to join our world 10 at any opportunity, and in this afternoon lesson we can really mix the 10s, because it's a wonderful opportunity. We have Lucas from Poland, Domas from the Baltics, and me from Israel, and we're all talking about how avud means to feel as one 10, that all of us at this time feel like one rosh, head, that's rising from in order to receive, to in order to bestow, at every opportunity and for the whole world and for the Creator.
מקסים, תודה רבה. מישהו נוסף?
Wonderful, thank you. Is there anyone else? Prepare yourselves. We are going to read the next excerpt.
But Yaniv, before that, Eitan, can you hear me? Eitan, go into the Baltia room. The friends that are waiting for you, it's going to be amazing connection there. So friends, any other friend who sees that he can join more friends, maybe the friends in Kavkaz to another Russian-speaking group, maybe in Mach. So let's really mingle. It's a great opportunity to mingle with friends from all over the world. So let's continue.
Okay, we are continuing to read the next excerpt from the article Arvut. Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah. Again, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah. We would like to ask everyone again to have a workshop around the question, why is it important that we all get to this mutual agreement on love of others? Why is it important that we all reach this mutual agreement to love others?
Yaniv, let's choose a focus group.
Let's move to Moscow 3.
Great.
Bakasha.
Please.
Ну я хотел бы сказать, что поручительство особенно в нашей каббалистической среде.
I wanted to say that avut, especially in the environment of the wisdom of Kabbalah, is a precondition for the Creator to give us the reforming light. If we don't achieve this, we won't get anything. Passing on, next friend.
Ну, сама вот эта фраза, возлюби
близ. Sentence. To love others as oneself. That's the implementation of our avut. That's why. If we think every time how we can come back to our 10, we will be able to obligate the Creator to give us the force of our avut. We need to demand it and demand it from the Creator. To demand to sleep with it, to work on it, to wake up with it, and he has to give it to us. Passing on.
The condition of love deflects a person. The word love deflects a person because we imagine love as something egoistic. The closest people to me are the people here in the lesson. Love is what we're trying to formulate between us. And we all have the same goal that we all want to discover. We want to discover the Creator. In the meantime, egoistically. Next friend.
Это единственная возможность слиться с Творцом.
It's our only opportunity to find the Creator.
Мировоззрение, представление, ощущение.
The whole perception of the world in our own egoistic perception. It's the only point, and that point is the love of others. To have this wide open heart of love, that there's nothing left in the heart but love of others. And then in that love, we discover the love of the Creator. It's the only way to achieve the purpose of creation.
I think that all the internal scrutiny is about why I need the group, the friends, why I came here. Each one should have done it a long time ago before he came to the group. Now we just have to work and work and work. And we have only one work, as it is written in all the places, that the people of Israel have to unite around Mount Sinai and beg the Creator like a child begging to demand what I deserve from the Creator.
I think the friends have already said, love of others is that deficiency, that yearning that connects you to that part of your soul. You could say that others is the Creator, that the Creator and the friends are one and the same. Therefore, we get to that state that Israel, Torah, and the Creator are one. We're yearning to be in that connection with the Creator. And that's true love. Because it goes along with the purpose of creation.
Okay, friends, we'll continue. Thank you very much, the friends in Moscow, the focus group. I have to share with you, it's just an extraordinary experience to conduct such a meeting when you have the whole world clay spread out in front of you. You see all the friends connecting and speaking and exerting. It's super moving. I'm sure Yaniv will agree with me if I say that. I would like the responsibility for conducting these meetings in the afternoon so everyone can share this amazing experience. Shidur broadcast, if you can hear me, we didn't prepare you in advance, so my apologies, but if you could play a song, it would be great. So what are we going to do in the meantime? So let's do a general assembly. Let's see if there are friends who want to share what they thought about the last question we asked. Chadera, Florida, Moscow, Chaver, all the places who are with us, that are with us. Yeah, I see Moscow wants to share. Okay, so let's, Florida. No Florida? No. Okay, so let's start with Moscow. Moscow 1.
Yes, I would like to share with the whole world clear what I felt. Me, it is such a special event, like a holiday to run forward. I don't know how to express it. I am just wishing for everyone to feel it. It's like an ocean that I wanted to cover all of Earth, so that the love would cover all of Earth. And it's thanks to Rav that all of this dissemination, I don't know, it's like a miracle. I'm just going crazy with it. I love all of you. I'm giving you my love from all of my heart. Let's just pour this all over the world. We can do it any way possible. It can be with the family, it can be with the friends, it can be with our neighbors. We're just overcoming all of our inner resistances, and you talk, and you talk, and you let it out. Let yourselves out of this klipa. It's all possible. It's really all possible. It's magic. It's like a wand that you're able to just move it a little bit, and everything will start to shine. And the whole world that's in this trouble really needs it. And now's our time. I want to give everyone strength and motivation to really disseminate every way possible. My love is with all of you. I love you all. I'm with you. That's it. I don't want to take any more time. I'm passing on to others. And I love you all.
Wow, really moving. I think every word just explodes your heart. Thank you very much, Moscow One. You really touched us. Do we have the song ready? Is this a good, can this be a good time?
ויתגלה כמו יום, הנה כתוב והכי תבוא, יומם ולילה, הוא ראשון והוא אחרון, הכל דיבור שלו, הוא מצייר את עולמי, הפרטים של נשמתי, הוא נסתר אחרי כולם, באוויר ביבשה ובים לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום ונענה את הכלי מרעיד את עולמי הוא רוצה להתגלות רק שאני לא מוכן לראות לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום אומרים שאין עוד מלבדו שאין אחר ממנו שמנהל כאן את הכל אומרים שאין עוד מלבדו לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד ש
Oh, this is just charming. Just charming. The heart is really expanding. We are an oasis in a huge, huge desert. Each of these meetings is like water, fresh water for a tired soul. Nothing less. Thank God. For allowing us to do such things. So we're continuing with the article, the Avut. Let's read the excerpt and see what the excerpt is. Excerpt number 3. This means that each and every one in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Again, this means that each and every one in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each one member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Now, before we tell you the question. We want to take this article toward dissemination, because the article, the Avut, you can divide it into two. The first part talks about the Avut, mutual responsibility within the people of Israel, within us, and then toward the whole world. So it takes us toward dissemination. And not that dissemination wasn't important before, but this time it's several times more so, because we've been given this extraordinary window of opportunity. So let's take this excerpt and talk in the 10. How we can convey this message in this excerpt to the general public. It's not an easy message to absorb, but I'm sure if we talk about it together, we'll find great ways to do it. So, with your permission, I'm going to read this excerpt again. It's pretty short. Let's listen attentively and talk in the workshop about how we can convey it to the general public. Haifa 2 will be our focus group. Haifa, can you hear me? Show me with your hands so that you can hear me. Great. So again, the excerpt, and immediately after, a workshop question. This means that each and every one in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, so no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. So how do we convey this message to the general public? Good luck.
Okay. So we tried to convey this message. I can hear the response of people that they can, you can already hear from them that they're talking about our avut. But this mutual guarantee that we need to sit down together and think about where we got to. We need to, I think that the Creator really gave this to us, and we have to tie it to the purpose of creation between us, and strengthen these thoughts that we want to do it together. We have a wonderful place here for our work.
Yeah, out of the understanding that the general and particular are the same, everything that Kabbalists wrote and left for us, I have to put an emphasis on the connection between us, and out of that, pass it on, be a light to the nations. Achai.
Yes. We need to take deficiency from our friends. And only from the 10, we take the deficiency that we can then give this message to the world.
Yeah, I think the message, in general, it's clear to people. It makes a lot of sense that if everyone's concerned about everyone, then everyone will have everything. I feel that the problem is that they don't believe it's possible. Each one is telling you, yes, but if I do it, everyone will take advantage of me. No one's going to do it with me. So we have to bring examples. Of course, everything begins in a connection between us and the light that goes through us. But from our perspective, we have to find examples to show that it is possible, and it's only a matter of doing. Somehow make people see that there is something possible. It's just a matter of doing it.
You just have to implement Rav's suggestions. Sorry, there's no sound.
I would say that it's less about the words we say and more about the feeling. The good connection between us, well, this is what we need to pass on.
Yeah, we need to be the environment that appreciates the bestowal to others.
No sound. Maybe besides the posts we disseminate, we should, just like now we're talking in a workshop. This is what builds the connection between us. So we're supposed to build a platform of, say, Zoom, Galaxy, that are more open to the public, where we invite everyone to such workshops where people can connect and discuss very nicely and feel each other, and that can really make an impact and can show an example to give a very good feeling toward connection.
It's our responsibility to the whole world. The Creator, we have to work in equivalence of form to the Creator. And like a head that cares for the whole world through dissemination, through our connection, and also have this good feeling for everyone, that that's our future.
Okay, so let's continue. It's really not a simple task. We are busy day and night disseminating our message of Ravut to all of humanity, and we are constantly learning how to improve, learning new ways. There's no doubt that in this period we see that humanity understands more and more the concepts of mutual guarantee, that we're all in one boat, included in this common problem. Right now we're experiencing it as a kind of, in its time, like a general blow. But at the same time, it makes us think about why all this is happening. It makes us think that maybe something in our relationships needs to be corrected, needs a certain change, because something we've done until now probably didn't work. So we'd be happy to hear representatives from groups about the last question. I see that Florida is ready. So Florida, please.
Hey, brothers. So basically, the basic feeling that we have is that we can take all the examples from nature. You know, we have all these examples that we can use. And then these are examples of connection. And we just pass this forward. We show it to everybody how important it is to be connected, how connection really works. And love.
Thank you very much, Florida. Would anyone else like to share with us? Okay, we'll wait for the next question. Now we will read the next excerpt. Again, we will read the excerpt twice, and then we will ask a workshop question. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, "We will do and we will hear," each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. Again. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, "We will do and we will hear," each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before.
באמת קטע מאוד עמוק ו...
It's a really deep excerpt. It really brings us to the receiving of the Torah. And the question we'll ask is, let's take it to the next step. Let's advance. How will the relations between us look after we say we will do and we will hear? How will we keep the conditions of our avud? How will the relations between us look after we keep we will do and we will hear and we keep the conditions of our avud? We would like to ask the Turkey group to be our focus group.
Yani bu bizim için olmazsa olmaz, yapmamız gereken, varlığımızın yegane amacı. Yani bu amaç için geldik. Hayatımızın amacını gerçekleştirebilmek için bu dünyadayız. Ve bunu dostlarımızla yapabileceğiz. Yani burada karşımızda olan dostlarımızla. Yani onların kalbiyle bir bağ gelebilirsek eğer, işte bunu gerçekleştirmiş olacağız. Ve bu büyük bir mutluluk olacak bizim için.
There is no translation from Turkish.
Yaradan'ın ışığını bizden olmayan diğer insanlara vermek için bir aracıyız yani. Biz bu arif koşunla, tüm dostlarımla bu amaç içindeyiz. Ve bu ışığı biz tüm dünya kilisesi olarak içimizde hissediyoruz. Yani sanal da olsun, fiziki de olsun. O hissiyatla yaşıyoruz, o hissiyatla uyuyoruz, o hissiyatla kalkıyoruz. Çünkü tüm dostlarım hepsi kalbimizde ve gönlümüzde.
Evet. Arkadaşlar ben çevireyim. Çeviri de istiyorlar. The only purpose for us to come to the love of friends and it is our only aim. We want to come to this purpose. We sleep with this purpose. We wake up with this purpose. Hüseyin buyur.
Yani bu gideceğimiz yön belirsiz bir yön değil. Biz buraya gelmek için yani Zohar kitabında yazıyor işte son nesil. Yani son nesil için yaratıldık. Yani biz bunun için yaratıldık ve yani bunun için varız ve şu nokta için varız yani. Bilinmeyen bir yön değil burası. Ve buraya geldik, çok mutluyuz ve bunu başaracağız. Başka hiçbir şey düşünmüyoruz.
We only think to success this. We don't think any other thing. It is written as in the Zohar that it is the last generation that we have created only for this purpose. Our existence is only to come to love friends and come to our root.
O kadar şanslı bir çalışmanın içerisindeyiz ki yani dünya üzerinde gerçekten sevmeyi bilen, sevgiyi hissedebilen ve bunu gerçekten yapabilen bir grubun içerisinde olmaktan daha büyük bir ödül olmasa gerek. Ve biz bunu aktarmak zorundayız. Önce hissedeceğiz, sonra aktaracağız tüm dünyaya, tüm kaba ve tüm kabı bu vesileyle yaradan.
First, we have to connect each other and we have to disseminate this love between us. We are very lucky that we are being in such a group that wants to love really, not wants to love egoistically.
Yani ve biz bu konuda hani öncüler olduğumuz için gerçekten şükretmemiz lazım. Yani ihsan etme gibi bir fırsatımız var ve bu bize verildi. Yani başkası değil, verildi. Ve ilk önce biz yapacağız. Bunun örneğini tüm dünyaya fırsatımız var. O yüzden şükrederek yol almamız lazım.
Creator gave us a very great opportunity to come to a new quality as to bestow to another, to love another. For that reason, we have to do our job and we have to go far and far away in this way.
Okay, חברים, אנחנו ממשיכים הלאה. תודה רבה מכל הלב לקבוצה הטורקית.
Okay, friends, we're going to continue. Thank you very much, the Turkish group, our focus group. There was a very special moment in the lesson when the broadcast was disconnected, and Michael Miller asked us to make a prayer for the connection. So although the connection is great now, let's make an effort to remember that moment and try to do the exact same thing now. Together, make an effort for more connection, more alvut, more unity between us, and take this lesson another step forward. So we want to hear some impressions from the last question. I see that Be'er Sheva already has a question mark. So Be'er Sheva, share with us.
אני פשוט רוצה להקריא לו מה שהוא אמר ולהמשיך אותו.
I'd just like to read what we said, that we have to have a connection, that we're not even talking, we feel one another. And even though we may be at the other ends of the world, but we felt like the butterfly effect, in good and in bad, and we will make it all good between us. And nature will start to heal and return to its root. And we see that we are in Garden of Eden in this world.
Would
anyone else like to share? We can see Petah Tikva
29.
We say that we want to unite, we want this change of our principles. So let's hope that we are in true avut, mutual avut, internal avut, and this should be a feeling of the upper force, that from this avut comes, it comes out to the whole world, so everyone will feel it. So we will be a transition of the greatness of the Creator to the whole world.
There's a new group that I've never seen before. No, I might even say it correctly. Trusek, we would like to hear from you.
Leo, Troitsk, Troitsk. I want to express gratitude, Leo. I want to thank the technical group and the ideological group of Nebuch. Especially Boris Bartsakovsky, Alex Mizrahi. They're an example of avutz, of love your friend as yourself. They opened a new group, the Troitz group. It's not new, it's a 10 that's been working for years. And concerning the question, we'll make it a prayer of many. And we will get the answer, and we'll get love between us and the Creator inside of it, and the flow of the world, of the light to the whole world. Thank you very much, L'chaim.
Thank you very much, friends. We have time for another excerpt from the article Erevut. We'll be reading excerpt number 6. We'll read it and ask a question. So, the excerpt is, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him. Again.
They write 5, but the broadcast, please change it to 6.
Yeah, reading excerpt number 6. Since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and connect to that inner feeling of 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready in your 10 that are caring and providing for you. And we'll give an example. We'll give each other an example of this feeling of how we can feel 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide. Everyone in the world, please, everyone in their own 10, please share an example of what that's like. And our group now will be Spain.
Spain, Portugal.
Please, Spain, Portugal, you'll be our focus group. Good luck.
Se siente. Se siente como uno solo, ¿no? Cuando realmente estamos conectados, cuando realmente sentimos las carencias de los amigos, como antes, si la pregunta interior, cuando un amigo dejó, abrió su corazón y dejó su carencia en el grupo, que coges esta carencia, la haces tuya y la transmites. Es el trabajo de cada alma y así somos capaces de sentir estas 600,000 amantes. Siguiente.
Sí, se siente como placentero, se siente placentero, se siente con confianza, se siente todo, como que todo brilla, como que no hay dudas, como que hay una sensación de una sensación de tranquilidad, de fe, de esperanza, siempre sabiendo que usted está protegido por todas las otras personas que están, y sabiendo que usted tiene a la vez responsabilidad de proteger a todos y que a nadie le falte nada, y entonces se siente esa tranquilidad, paz y esa certeza que todo está perfectamente bien bajo la protección del Creador y bajo la protección de todos los amigos que son el mismo Creador. Adelante, amigo, gracias.
Bueno, sí, es cierto. creo que podría añadir una palabra sola, esa sensación de libertad, ¿no? Libertad de verdad. Cuando liberemos de nuestro egoísmo y no hace falta preocuparse por sí mismo, y todos los 600,000 amantes están preocupados por ti, y tú por ellos. Y entonces se funcionará un organismo entero, un alma, como tiene que ser. Es el paraíso, ¿no? Es un paraíso para todos. Y el Creador, esa fuerza superior, puro amor, que funcionará de verdad como tiene que funcionar entre nosotros, amigos. Adelante.
Sí, se siente seguridad. seguridad que le damos a los 600.000. Y aparte el hecho de poder dar todo lo que recibimos, toda la luz que recibimos, darles hacia ellos. Adelante, amigos.
Bueno, pues se siente en el ambiente que hay, ¿no? Hacemos todo lo que podemos, ¿no? Para el león, para la conexión, ¿no? Pero a veces se pueden cometer errores, ¿no? Pero cuando estamos en ese nivel de las 600.000, no hay ningún temor, porque todo se va a recibir bien en ese ambiente, ¿no? Vamos a crecer en ese ambiente, ¿no? Es un momento donde no hay ningún problema, que todos estamos enfocados en la misma dirección y se recibe muy bien. Y es una sensación muy bonita, ¿no? La verdad. Adelante, José.
Se siente, como muchas veces hemos estudiado, ese hombre con un solo corazón, ¿no? Que estamos todos flotando en ese campo, que ya nos olvidamos de las caras y de todo, ¿no? Solamente estamos viendo quién mueve el guante, ese guante que está detrás del amigo, ¿no? Que es el creador. Y es una sensación nunca sentida hasta ahora, ¿no? Y uno va disfrutando de cada momento, de cada conexión, de cada taller, de cada clase, como nunca lo ha podido vivir antes, ¿no? Adelante, amigo.
Sí, como decís, se siente la seguridad de que uno está en buenas manos, en las mejores manos, que uno está en los brazos del Creador. Se siente también gran responsabilidad porque no es en una dirección, tiene que ser necesariamente dos. Uno tiene que preocuparse también por los demás en gran medida y se siente que uno está, como digo, en los brazos del Creador. Siguiente.
Al sentirse incluido
Dear friends, there is no doubt that we're coming to the conclusion of a very, very exciting lesson. But you know, in spirituality, there is no time. It's very important that we take everything we learned in this lesson, everything that the friends said, everything that's happening to us in the 10, and remember that we're always working on the avud between us, and it is our duty to set an example to all of humanity, especially at this time, a time of insecurity, when people are looking for answers. I'm calling on everyone to add more efforts and strengthen the covenant between us, so that in the time we have now until the morning lesson, we can go out and disseminate, go out to every possible media to go out and talk and communicate with anyone you can to bring our important messages. It's our duty to do it. So thank you very much for this exciting lesson and for everything we learned from it. And we'll end with a song, right, Leo? L'chaim.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת מבטלות הנפש. כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב, רק שיש אהבת לות הנפש. כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו שליתנים, ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה. ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו, הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב, רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש. כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב, רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש. כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב, רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש.